and welcome to the Brothers Grimm Lunch Break. I'm Eric Wagoner. Today, I'll be reading The Bremen Town Musicians. A man had a donkey who had diligently carried sacks of grain to the mill for many years. However, the donkey's strength was reaching its end, and he was less and less fit for the work. His master thought it was time to dispense with him and save on food, but the donkey got wind of what was in store for him. So he ran away and set out for Bremen, where he thought he could become a town musician. After traveling some distance, he came across a hunting dog lying on the roadside and panting as if he had run himself ragged. "Why are you panting so hard, you old hound dog?" asked the donkey. "Ah," the dog said, "because I'm old and getting weaker every day. Now I can't even hunt anymore, and my master wanted to kill me. Naturally, I cleared out, but how am I going to earn a living now?" "You know what?" said the donkey. "I'm going to Bremen to become a town musician, and you can come with me and also join the town band. I'll play the lute, and you the drums." The dog agreed, and they continued on their way. Soon after, they encountered a cat sitting on the roadside, making a long and sorry face. "Well, what's wrong with you, old whiskers?" asked the donkey. "How can I be cheerful when my neck's in danger?" the cat replied. "My mistress wanted to drown me because I'm getting on in years. Moreover, my teeth are dull, and I'd rather sit behind the stove and purr than chase after mice. Anyway, I managed to escape, but now I don't know what to do or where to go." "Why don't you come along with us to Bremen? You know a great deal about knights' serenades, and you can become a town musician." The cat thought that was a good idea and went along. Then the three fugitives passed a farmyard where a rooster was perched on the gate and crowing with all his might. "Your crowing gives me the chills," said the donkey. "Why are you screaming like this?" "I've predicted good weather for today," said the rooster, "because it's Our Lady's Day when she washes the Christ child's shirts and sets them out to dry. Still, my mistress has no mercy. Tomorrow is Sunday and guests are coming, so she told the cook to cut off my head tonight because she wants to eat me in the soup tomorrow. Now you know why I'm screaming my lungs out while there is still time to scream." "Well, that's foolish, Redhead," said the donkey. "You'd be smarter if you came along with us. We're off to Bremen. Why die when you can find a better life somewhere else? You've got a good voice, and if we make music together, it's sure to be a good thing." The rooster liked the proposal, and all four of them continued the journey together. However, they could not reach the town of Bremen in one day, and by evening they came to a forest where they decided to spend the night. The donkey and the dog lay down under a big tree, while the cat and rooster climbed up and settled down in the branches. To be on the safe side, the rooster flew to the top. Before he went to sleep, he looked around in all directions, and it seemed to him he saw a light burning in the distance. He called to his companions and told them there must be a house nearby, since he could see something shining. "Well, this place is not all that comfortable, so let's get moving," said the donkey. The dog thought some bones and meat would be just right for him, and they all set out toward the light. Soon it began to grow brighter, and it got even more so once they reached a brightly lit robber's den. Since the donkey was the tallest, he went up to the window and looked inside. "What do you see, gray steed?" the rooster asked. "What do I see?" replied the donkey. "I see a table covered with wonderful food and drinks and some robbers sitting there and enjoying themselves." "That would be just the thing for us," said the rooster. "You're right," said the donkey. "If only we could get in." Then the animals discussed what they would have to do to drive the robbers away. Finally, they hit upon a plan. The donkey was to stand upright and place his forefeet on the windowsill. The dog was to jump on the donkey's back, and the cat was to climb upon the dog. When that was done, the rooster was to fly up and perch on the cat's head. After they put their plan into action, the signal was given, and they all started to make music together. The donkey brayed, the dog barked, the cat meowed, and the rooster crowed. Then they crashed into the room, shattering the window. Startled by the horrible cries, the robbers were convinced that a ghost had burst into the room, and they fled in great fright into the forest. Then the four companions sat down at the table, delightedly gathered up the leftovers, and ate as if there was no tomorrow. When the four minstrels were finished, they put out the light and looked for a place to sleep, each according to his nature and custom. The donkey lay down on the dung heap in the yard, the dog behind the door, the cat on the hearth near the warm ashes, and the rooster on the beam of the roof. Since they were tired from their long journey, they soon fell asleep. When it was past midnight, and the robbers saw from the distance that there was no light in the house, and everything seemed peaceful, the leader of the band said, "We shouldn't have let ourselves be scared out of our wits." He ordered one of the robbers to return and check out the house. When he found everything quiet, the robber went into the kitchen to light a candle and mistook the cat's glowing fiery eyes for live coals. So he held a match to them to light a fire, but the cat did not appreciate the joke. He jumped into the robber's face, spitting and scratching, and the robber was so terribly frightened that he ran out the back door. However, the dog was lying there and bit him in the leg. When the robber raced across the yard, he passed the dung heap, and here the donkey gave him a solid kick with his hind foot. All this noise woke the rooster from his sleep, and he became lively again and crowed cock-a-doodle-doo from his beam. The robber ran back to the leader as fast as he could and said, "There's a gruesome witch in the house. She spat on me and scratched my face with her long claws. At the door, there's a man with a knife, and he stabbed my leg. In the yard, there's a black monster who beat me with a wooden club. And on top of the roof, the judge was sitting and screaming, 'Bring me the rascal!' I got out of there as fast as I could." Since that time, the robbers have never dared return to the house, but the four Bremen town musicians liked the place so much, they stayed on forever. And the last person who told this tale has still got warm lips. The Brothers Grimm Lunch Break is released under a Creative Commons, Attribution, Non-Commercial, No Derivatives license. Download it and share it all you'd like, but don't change it or sell it. The translations used are copyright Jack Zipes and are used with permission. His collected translations, The Complete Fairy Tales of the Brothers Grimm, is available on the media of your choice from Bantam Books. The music is Mount Timbrel by Jamie Janover off his All Strings Considered album, available on Magnatune.com. If you'd like to listen to any of the other tales, you can find them on our website, www.grimlunch.org, where you can also leave comments or subscribe through iTunes. Thank you for listening.